This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Statistics Bill and Yogamaya University Bill endorsed by National Assembly. Daily corona infection cases in Nepal cross 4,000 again. Health Ministry reports 4,107 cases today. Nepal Rashtra Bank to continue subsidies for pandemic-hit businesses and fiscal sectors. And lightning strikes in Bangladesh kill 16 people at wedding party. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly has endorsed the Statistics Bill 2076 Bikram Samad and Yogamaya University Bill 2076 Bikram Samad. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on behalf of the Prime Minister, forwarded the bills in the National Assembly meeting today for endorsement. Minister Karki also presented the 30th annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority in the meeting on behalf of the Prime Minister. Likewise, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Busal, presented Electricity Bill 2077 Bikram Samat in the National Assembly meeting. Meantime, speaking at the special hour of the meeting, lawmakers demanded the government make the facts about the Darsula incident public. Lawmakers Narayan Kajeshwesta, Anita Dipkota, among others, suggested the government address the issue through diplomatic talks with India, saying the preliminary studies found the involvement of the Indian Border Security Force, SSP rather, in the Darsula incident. Lawmaker Ramesh Chang Rayamaji demanded the government provide vaccines against coronavirus to all Nepali going for foreign employment. Nepal Rashtra Bank has said it will continue the subsidies given to pandemic-hit businesses and fiscal sectors if the third wave of COVID-19 hits the country. Speaking at today's meeting of the Finance Committee of the Parliament, Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari said the subsidies would continue if the third wave of COVID-19 affected the business and other sectors. Informing the Finance Committee about the preparation for the upcoming monetary policy, Governor Adhikari pointed towards ever-increasing trade deficit and suggested for banning import of some less essential goods. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has pledged to move ahead in collaboration with concerned stakeholders to save problems seen in the national economy. Unveiling a magazine published by Nepal Economic Journalist Society today, Finance Minister Sharma emphasized on the need for collaboration between the government and private sector for economic development in the country. The task force of ruling coalition is finalizing the common minimum program of the government tomorrow. Member Secretary of the task force, Kesav Rajoshi, said the meeting scheduled for tomorrow would submit the report to the top leaders, giving the common minimum program a final shape. The five-party alliance had formed the task force to help the government in its operation. The CPN-UML has demanded the government correct its decision of scrapping the land issue resolving commission. Issuing a press statement today, UML spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyamli demanded immediate correction to the government's decision, saying the decision has hit the people's expectations and rights. The government had decided to scrap the commission yesterday. Ambassador of Japan to Nepal, Kikuta Yutaka, paid a courtesy call on State Minister for Health and Population Umesh Shrestha at the Health Ministry today. On the occasion, Ambassador Kikuta congratulated State Minister Shrestha for his appointment and discussed the anti-COVID-19 vaccine support to Nepal from the government of Japan. State Minister Shrestha thanked the Japanese government for the vaccine support. Ambassador Kikuta also informed State Minister Shrestha of Japan's multiple approaches to fight against COVID-19. Mentioning Japan's support to battle the COVID-19, Ambassador Kikuta said ambulances made in Japan would arrive Nepal in the coming autumn. Ambassador Kikuta further said that Japan and Nepal would further strengthen the great partnership shown in the long history of friendship. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सुरेश के छ खबर कहाँ छौ?
मेरो सब ठिक छ यार, अफिसमा छु। अनि घर तयार भयो तिम्रो?
अँ घर त तयार भयो यार। अब घरमा इन्टरनेट, टेलिभिजन लाइन अनि टेलिफोन नम्बर पनि लिनु थियो। अब तिमी नै छौ यहाँ नेपालमा पाइने सुविधाको बारेमा जानकार भएको। म त 15 वर्ष भयो यार देशबाट टाढा भएको। सजेस्ट गर न यार कुन राम्रो होला।
ए इन्टरनेट, टेलिभिजन लाइन र टेलिफोन सेवाका लागि हो भने आँखा चिम्लेर नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर टु द होम FTTH सेवा लिइहाल। तिमीलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा नेपाल टेलिकममा पाउँछौ। ढुक्क भएर लिँदा हुन्छ।
ल गजब भएछ, मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएपछि। थ्याङ्क यू यार।
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन। जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिँदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The second dose of Biocell vaccine against COVID-19 is going to be administered from coming Friday. A meeting chaired by Secretary at the Health Ministry, Dr. Roshan Pokhrel, decided to give the second dose of Biocell from Friday. According to the Department of Health Services, people above 55 years who had already been vaccinated with the first dose of the vaccine would receive the second dose. The second dose vaccination campaign would run till the 8th of August. The ministry has also urged people remained to be vaccinated to register their names in ministry's website www.mohp.gov.np. The Ministry of Health and Population has said people in Monang and Mustang have been fully vaccinated against the COVID-19. Speaking at a press briefing today, joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, informed that the government was preparing to launch a door-to-door vaccination campaign, saying at present the government had been managing vaccination, prioritizing risk groups. Meanwhile, the government is leading a campaign for extensive mask use with the slogan of "I wear mask" and also motivate others to do so. Following the relaxation of prohibitory orders, people have undermined the risk of pandemic. Thus, the government is running the campaign from the 7th to 13th of August. The Health Ministry has reported 4,107 new cases of COVID-19 today. As per the latest update of the ministry, 1,535 corona patients recovered from the infection in the last 24 hours. The ministry has also recorded 35 additional COVID-related deaths, taking the total death toll to 9,957 in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. Lightning strikes hit a wedding party in Bangladesh and killed at least 16 people. Officials say the group had just left a boat at the riverside town of Sipganj to take shelter from the thunderstorm when the lightning struck. The groom has injured in the incident. It is reported that several boats struck within a few seconds of each other in the incident site. Now the update on Tokyo Olympics medal tally. In the ongoing Tokyo Olympics, China has remained at the top with 32 gold, 22 silver and 16 bronze medals. The USA now is in the second position with 25 gold, 31 silver and 23 bronze medals. Similarly, host country Japan is in the third position with 21 gold, 7 silver and 12 bronze medals. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province too: Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Statistics Bill and Yogamaya University Bill endorsed by National Assembly. Daily corona infection cases in Nepal cross 4,000 again. Health Ministry reports 4,107 infection cases today. Nepal Rashtra Bank to continue subsidies for pandemic hit businesses and fiscal sectors, and lightning strikes in Bangladesh kill 16 people at wedding party. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.